Hi, this is Scott Paddock, president of Chicagoland Speedway, and you're on the road with Dane on WGN.
WGN on the road with Dane, live here high atop Chicago and the WGN Skyline Studios. And with us as we embark on yet another exciting NASCAR season as the world of racing comes alive. The world of racing, when it comes to the drivers and the fans and the teams and the speedways and the people with the hand and the pulse of so much of it, converging on Daytona, leading up and giving some information about that. Of course, Chicagoland, as well as the president of Chicagoland Speedway and Route 66, the one and only Scott Paddock. Scott, welcome to WGN.
Thanks. It's great to be here. You know, people usually like to see me this time of year coming around. I'm like Punxsutawney Phil because they know spring and racing is right around the corner.
That's great. And you cast a shadow for those of you who haven't seen it. We'll have sort of a size relative picture of him up at WGNradio.com. Big things are happening. And this is one of those Daytona 500s. I mean, they're always super well attended and anticipated and all those things, but it's as big as ever. This is a very unique thing for people that are fans of the race and watching it. Scott, explain a little bit about what it's like to see it in person.
Yeah, you know, it's the Super Bowl of motorsports, and it's so unique that arguably the biggest event of our season kicks off the season. I don't know any other sport that leads with their primary event. And the pageantry, the patriotism, the pomp and circumstance of 200,000 people converging to celebrate the great American race, as they call it, and a sport that is quintessential Americana is just fabulous. And I can't wait to get down there, particularly as I walk to the studio today and see the snow flying. So I'm looking forward to warmer temps in Daytona next week.
It's a good time to get away and get down there for the 62nd running of the Great American Race, the Daytona 500. So you'll be there. You'll be there. I know a lot of the team will be there from Chicagoland. And of course, so many great celebrities are going to be there. So before we get into ways that fans of Chicagoland can get in on it and kind of have a little bit of stake in the game down there in Daytona, talk about what it is. So it brings certainly the drivers and the entire racing community, but it's one of those events that transcends kind of all forms of celebrity and walks of notoriety are there. Your movie stars, Olympic stars, NFL players, everybody's there.
Absolutely. I mean, when you look at perennially the top 10 sporting events of the year, the Daytona 500 is among them. So you're talking about the Super Bowl, the Olympics, the Masters, if you will. So, and you know, every driver doesn't think their career is complete unless they've hoisted the Harley Earl Trophy in victory lane down in Daytona International Speedway. This is something you need to really complete the credibility of your resume.
And I think as people build their own resume, be able to have picked the winner, right? And then gotten free tickets to Chicagoland Speedway's race weekend, I think was something I would add to my resume for sure too. But let's talk about it because you guys have built in, and we'll talk about the excitement that's going to happen on site, but it doesn't stop there. It starts right now where people can kind of get in on all that action at Daytona.
We wanted to have a little fun and drive awareness around the start of the racing season. So starting Friday and running through Sunday morning, just prior, an hour before the dropping of the green flag to start the Daytona 500 on February 16th, if you buy a ticket to our NASCAR Cup race at Chicagoland Speedway on June 21st, and Kyle Busch or Jimmy Johnson win next Sunday's Great American Race, you will come to our race for free. You get a full refund on that ticket. So you've got some skin in the game.
And the odds are great. You know, if it was like Daniel Hemric, you know, if it was maybe a long shot, right? It would be like, okay, well, maybe there's a chance. Of course, anything can happen. You know, it's one of those races. But Kyle Busch, you know that he is going to add that trophy to his trophy case at some point. And odds are, I mean, he's at the top of his game. Like, I don't know if, you know, maybe this isn't something we should necessarily say on air, Scott, but you could be giving away a lot of tickets.
my folks have done the math and says this will work. Trust me, Scott, this will work. So I'm having some faith and believing them. But yeah, I mean, it's the only thing missing from Kyle Busch's resume. And to your point, Dane, I don't know that there's a hotter driver in the sport over the last 5 years than Kyle Busch. So yeah, he's absolutely capable of winning this. And Jimmy Johnson, 7-time NASCAR Cup Series champion. This is his swan song. This is his last full season in the Cup Series. He has accomplished what only two other individuals have in this sport, and they go by the name of Richard Petty and Dale Earnhardt in winning 7 titles. So rest assured, he's going to do everything he can to pull out of the stops in 2020.
And for those fans, you know, they know that he's got it in him. He still has. And all of that skill and experience in some of his best races were at Daytona last year. Jimmy Johnson, you can't count him out. And plus, you know, one of the biggest names in the sport, just a huge celebrity, another guy that kind of transcends what it is that he's done on the track into kind of the American lexicon. So Jimmy Johnson is also going to be a big part of things coming up to Chicagoland Speedway. You guys are going to, he's going to have a prominent role.
He is, absolutely. And, you know, every track gets assigned a driver to promote the race. We selected Jimmy Johnson before we knew he was going to retire. So Jimmy will be up here in May. He'll be at Wrigley Field throwing out the first pitch and making the rounds, spending time with you, Dane, while he's in town and promoting the Chicagoland 400 on Sunday, June 21st.
Let's talk about what's going to happen at Chicagoland Speedway coming up, because it is always one of those things, race weekend, embraced by fans, racing fans all around the Midwest. People come from all over, of course, from all over the country for a NASCAR race weekend. And you guys always kind of factor in extra support for veterans, support for other great causes, and a lot of fun. And those races, right, it's four races that happen through the weekend.
It absolutely is. And even if you're not an avid stock car race fan, this is a festival. This is a bucket list kind of experience, something for everyone. We bill it NASCAR Summer Festival, and anything you think of when you think of a summer festival, we will have great barbecuing with our friends at the Kansas City Barbecue Society and your great support, Dane, and the pit bike motorcycles will be making their return. We'll have the carnival back this year. I understand we're going to be partnering with a major cornhole organization and competing for prize money with the fans. So just a great escape, if you will, from the daily pressures of life, and to come out and create some great family memories.
We're going to have so many updates, not only with drivers and all the racing action and all the updates that happen throughout the season as we head towards race weekend at Chicagoland, but certainly for the BBQ Smokedown and making it, along with, of course, the cornhole organization. I was not aware of that, right? And all the camping that can happen there too, because it is the kind of thing, you think about the action that happens that people enjoy on television, you know, on a Sunday afternoon, but there is so much more. It is really a great destination for an entire family weekend.
It is. And camping is a big part of it. We have thousands and thousands of campers coming from all across the country that this is their vacation. They plan their vacation around it. They're spending 5 days with us, and we want to put on a good show for them, and barbecue's a big part of that.
Well, I know that I'm going to see you, and I'm sure there'll be some great tailgating down at Daytona. So last time, give the information. We'll have links up at WGNradio.com for people to get in, get their tickets, and then kind of enter in with the opportunity to win if Kyle Busch or Jimmy Johnson takes that checkered flag at the 500.
You got to go to ChicagolandSpeedway.com, look for the Daytona 2020 promotion, and if Kyle Busch or Jimmy Johnson wins, you're coming out on free on June 21st.
ChicagolandSpeedway.com, all the information is, and it'll be added as race weekend details coming up the race weekend in June as well. Scott Paddock, thanks so much for what you're doing now, right? It never stops. The work always continues, and thanks for jumping on the show today.
Thanks, Law. Always great to be with you, Dane.